This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
State's transportation system and the department's overall performance. The annual Illinois Traveler Opinion Survey is available online through April 26th. You can visit idot.illinois.gov. The survey is a chance for people to give their opinions on a range of topics. This year's survey covers road conditions, ice and snow removal, planning priorities, electronic vehicles, and more. Almost $100,000 in grants have been awarded for more than 100 field trips with more than 6,600 students to state parks, natural areas, museums, and other natural resources sites this year. The funding comes from a program administered by the Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Conservation Foundation. In Macon County, Fundamentals Early Learning Academy of Decatur received $750. Varela Forsyth Middle School received $500. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit NowDecatur.com.
Election interference. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Two words former President Trump has said often about his legal issues, and he posted them again late last night on Truth Social. After losing a round in court in New York, an appeals judge rejected a Trump attempt to postpone his first criminal trial set to start next Monday and move it out of New York.
The defense arguing the former president faces real potential prejudice as a defendant in Democratic-leaning Manhattan. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 felony counts, charged with falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film stars Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, the former president has three other looming criminal trials. Last night, in the federal case over Trump attempts to overturn the 2020 election, special counsel Jack Smith urged the Supreme Court in a filing to reject a Trump claim that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while president. There's a hearing on that April 25th. In 2 hours, two parents will return to court in Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumley face up to 15 years at sentencing.
The first time American parents will be held criminally responsible for a shooting carried out by their child. Both were found guilty earlier this year on four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors say the parents gave their then 15-year-old son access to a gun and ignored warnings about his mental health.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Ethan Crumbly's in prison for life for murdering four classmates at Oxford High in 2021. President Biden's wiping out more student loan debt for more Americans after his bigger plan was blocked in court. Announcing in Wisconsin, this new plan includes canceling
up to $20,000 in runaway interest for any borrower that owes more now than when they started paying the loan.
Same old in college basketball.
They've done it again.
Connecticut repeats as national champions.
Utter domination.
UConn beat Purdue 75-60 on TBS, the first team since Florida in 2006 and 07 to win back-to-back. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Congress is back this week in a few hours. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will testify at a Senate hearing following his phone call last night with Israel's defense minister discussing American concerns about the war in Gaza and the threat that Iran is posing in the region. And this, as Israel gets ready to carry out an operation against Hamas the U.S. has opposed.
This victory requires entering Rafah and eliminating the terrorist battalions there. This will happen. There is a date.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu laying out clear indications that his troops will enter Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. The comments come after a surprise move over the weekend, with Israel withdrawing nearly all its forces from Gaza, leaving just one brigade with a few thousand soldiers behind.
That's Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. Right after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's trip to China, Russia's foreign minister is in Beijing today for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, touting their support for each other as Russia continues to battle Ukraine after invading in 2022. Japan's leader remains worried about China and is coming to America for a state visit today.
President Biden and the First Lady will welcome Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and his wife to the White House, part of an extravagant visit that includes a state dinner tomorrow night.
This visit will be a celebration of our bilateral relationship as it evolves into a global partnership that is a force for peace and prosperity.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos will join Kishida and President Biden Thursday for a summit aimed at countering Chinese pressure in the South China Sea. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are now down modestly the day after the Dow dropped 11 points, but the Nasdaq gained 5. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Spring into fashion at Shop On Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop On Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Good morning. Here's a look at your news. Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Partly sunny, high near 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 47. For Wednesday, 50% chance of rain after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy, high near 68. And Thursday, showers with a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Buyers & Company. Kyle May will join us this hour. We'll check in with Mark Topper, Dale Coley, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, opening up a new round of grant applications. We got a lot to get to. Company starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning, everyone. We are back here on a Tuesday and ready to roll in downtown Decatur. How was the eclipse yesterday?
Mostly dark. No, it was funny because the shadows were different. The air temperature, got cool, but without the wind. And I would say it was pretty neat.
All right. Where did you view it?
Behind my house.
Okay. So in your backyard.
Yeah. But I had family come from Iowa to go down to southern Illinois, and they stopped and said hi and said it was worth every bit of it. Okay. And I watched some of the TV coverage. There was one place, I think in Arkansas, where like 300 plus couples got married minutes before the dark, and then it got sunny, and they had like they were doing their first dance in the light.
Okay.
So it was pretty neat.
Well, that stuff confuses me to all get out about the whole getting married around something like that. Hey, honey, how would you like to spend our special day? I don't know, with 299 other couples doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's a once in a lifetime experience tied with a once in a lifetime experience. So I get
it. I don't believe either. And I think statistics would back me up on that question. I think the math would. We just seem like we did one of these 7 years ago. Who knows? Well, congratulations to all of those 300 couples. I hope it lasts longer than the eclipse. It felt like it got dark. You know, I was inside, you know, and you could tell like a noticeable just change and people were like sort of parked out like in lawn chairs and stuff. Nice. And it's, you know, it's, I feel like you could sell anything to people.
I thought there were, honestly, I'm not exaggerating to this. There was no commercial thing behind this. There was no gain. People just had a joy about this thing.
All right.
I mean, like, it was genuine excitement. But my favorite takeaway, I saw all these different on-scene reporters. I mean, they had wall-to-wall coverage.
Yeah, I know. And countdown clock, the whole thing.
Almost all of them would look up to see if it's about time, look up to see if it's about time, and then they'd have to throw their glasses on. It's like, you are doing this wrong. Like, almost all of them.
Sitting there with the glasses on their head.
Yeah, Robin Givens, one of our favorites, she looked up twice, and then she realized I should put these on.
Yeah.
Lowe's printing signs, can't return welding helmets if you bought them yesterday and want to return them today. But a lot of people just made it a point to go, man, this is cool, and I want to enjoy it, and go, ooh, and nothing more than that.
I didn't realize that it was such a bone of contention with conspiracy theorists. I mean, I really didn't. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the Marjorie Taylor Greene stuff, you know, repent.
yeah.
I don't even want to go there. I'm talking about just like there are a lot of conspiracies around it.
Like man-made ones?
Aren't they all man-made ones?
No, meaning like the humans are doing something to do this, or conspiracies as in like Nostradamus?
All the above.
Okay. Yeah, because there have been things tied to biblical and pre-biblical times around the eclipse and this, that, and the other. But if we've gotten to the point where now we're manufacturing orbit and things like that.
Sure. You know, I saw a story on Wired yesterday, or maybe the day before, leading up to it, that the solar eclipse is literally like the Super Bowl. I mean, that was the headline for conspiracists. I mean, it is like the biggest thing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're, you know, controlling humanity, swaying the presidential election, and everything other you could possibly imagine under the blotted out sun. And that is just the beginning of some of the weird takes on this stuff. I can remember these being around all of my life, right? I mean, not every year, not every 6 months, but regularly throughout my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, maybe just because we have social media channels and all the other stuff to do this with, message boards, but every allegation you could possibly imagine falling under this thing. So when you have half the world getting married and all stoked up about this, and the other half of the world banging out their conspiracies, it's just a hard pass for me.
Well, then you're already over half. What's the percentage of you guys?
Hmm?
If half are doing this and half are your wedge?
So I'd say there's probably 40 and 40 with a 20% in the middle range.
Yeah.
Bordering on, yeah, I might look at it. Not going to go out of my way to look at it. Really not going to like buy into the hype. I'm not the guy fainting at the Beatles concert. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
But I'm glad everyone enjoyed it. I don't have any hard feelings about it at all. Just thought it was a little, of all the things we could do in the world, if you put that much energy towards, I don't know, feeding the hungry or doing something, it just seemed like a lot for that 10-minute thing.
In theory, if all of us banded together and did nice things for the world, we'd be better. But just, all I did was just stand on my deck a few times.
I'm talking about
it. I didn't do a whole lot of anything.
But you yesterday morning said you were going to drive to Crawfordsville, Indiana.
Because I thought it was the place where I could get beef house rolls, and I got confused.
But I'm saying you thought about it. It's just, to me, the moon blocks out the sun, and it's just science. And I get it. It's fine. I hope everybody had a great time. Hope they use proper eyewear and all that.
I saw neighbors outside that I've never seen before.
Well, because they probably weren't your neighbors. They're probably somebody that drove.
Just sitting in somebody's
backyard. Like, I can't get all the way to Crawfordsville.
Yeah, like, who are you guys?
Pull over here. This looks like a good spot.
Right.
What is it about, and the conspiracy theorists have been all over the political spectrum over the years, right? And it is one of the reasons why the X-Files was popular and those kinds of shows. But what is it now about the imposing controls over the population thing that seems to be like the haymaker of the day? Everything, right? The contrails, everything is about the government controlling the population.
I think there's two factors, some of which is new, some of it's not. But I think the two biggest factors are the fact that everything, one way or another, has a connection to everything else. Okay. And that's just science. You could play 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
And all. Sure. I mean,
everything can be connected to everything else, even if it's super convoluted. And the second thing is, when you go seek an answer, there is now that answer somewhere to be had. So when you have a weird feeling or somebody tells you a feeling, you can go confirm it even if it's not real anymore. And that's why this stuff can go the way it goes.
I get that, but why the population argument? I mean, why is that where everyone lands?
What do you mean?
That everything is a plot to control the world population.
Oh, yeah. Like all these lizard regimes and stuff. Like
some of the stuff I don't
even, I'm pretty well read on a lot of stuff. Some of it I don't even understand what the accusation is.
I mean, Alex Jones, I mean, this is the guy who literally, needs to quit traveling to Hawaii and pay these people the money he owes them, is writing about Masonic rituals and ushering in New World Order. And I mean, it's just bizonk. And at the same time, I mean, I don't believe that he believes any of this for a minute.
No way. No way he does.
And I don't understand why you, meaning the collective you, are signing up to buy supplements from this guy or however he still continues to make his money by being afraid of everything. I mean, we used to sort of welcome in things like yesterday. And I think part of the reason I get, and I'm not even turned off. It doesn't bother me. I wasn't going, oh, I'm boycotting the eclipse. It was just this weirdness around everything. You just can't have anything anymore. I mean, without all of this attached to it.
Well, it's
and just amplified today to a degree that it wasn't 50 years ago. I mean, you always had these cranks. Somebody had one in their family. There was the guy no one wanted to sit next to at Thanksgiving that thought the Russians were controlling the weather or whatever. It's just with everything now.
It's just the volume's up.
Well, no, there are elected members of Congress doing this. That has changed. There have always been kooky people that get elected somewhere to something. But the idea that literally Marjorie Taylor Greene is telling people these are signs from God to repent. I need advice, religious advice of any kind from Marjorie Taylor Greene. And if the earthquakes and the eclipse, and she put them in the same category as signs from God.
I'm not sure she has a grasp of.
She doesn't have a grasp of anything. And yet she is a duly elected congresswoman from Georgia who will get reelected and reelected and reelected because people can't see through the fact that even if she's right, even if she's right, the epicenter of the earthquake was Donald Trump's golf course. If God's sending a message, maybe she's missing it. But the world population thing, I do not understand this thing. I really don't.
On that very specific point, there is well-documented evidence of this one, that these types of conspiracies are like centuries old.
Yeah.
Centuries old. Oh. This is not, I mean, the Freemasons. Okay. This is not new.
They had the good taste to do it in private.
No, they don't.
Yes, they did.
How do I know about it?
Because you know now, 150, 200 years later, the Freemasons weren't passing out secrets. They did it all. You know, if you want to join a group and go do it, if I don't have to see it.
You don't have to see
it. Oh my God.
You do not have to.
How do I escape it?
You could just turn on like, Good Morning America and watch people be happy about looking at the sky.
Right.
Watch them sitting in football stadiums full of kids and bands and gear up and do a countdown and just be happy about it. You don't have to consume the other. Okay. I didn't.
Well, it's in my news feed. It's in my
and you can just steer around it.
Okay.
You don't have to click on it.
All right.
Every person I talk – the most neutral to negative that I ran into was like you and Juanita going, ah. I mean, that was the worst of it. Just going, whatever. And that's totally fine. I didn't run into anybody going, just something. Not one person.
Why do you always do that accent when you talk about those people?
Because they're just mad about it.
You do a very specific accent.
I know, because they're just mad about it. Okay. Because Alex Jones does it. People that are just mad about everything are just mad about it.
Yeah.
I don't do the southern, it's not dumb, it's just mad.
Well, it's dumb. I'll say that. I don't know why you won't. When you got people saying, look, this is the perfect cover story for our terrorist government taking down the power grid and causing mass chaos while blocking all citizen communications, convenient way to declare martial law and unleash a dictatorship before Trump can win in November. That's become, I'm not saying it's mainstream, but it's way closer to mainstream than it ever has
been. It sounds like Mel Brooks to me.
It does. No, you're on the one hand.
It sounds like Dr. Strange.
Okay. On the one hand, you're absolutely right. On the other hand, there's so many people. I mean, this has become, it has infiltrated everyday life. It is not just the people that have always been there and done this.
Yeah. It's easier to get to that stuff than it was before.
And believed.
Sure. I think it's the same amount of able to be believed, but I think it's way more frequent.
I really do. I think you have people running for president. You have people. I mean, it is not just out there as the fringe anymore.
Well, because you can pull it off the shelf now. They didn't used to sit on the shelf. Now it's there.
People used to think for themselves.
And I am wrong. There was somebody a little more negative. I had a student mad that they weren't out of school to get to go see 3 minutes of eclipse.
Come on.
That was the maddest that I ran into. I said, I'm not in charge of that. Also, I won't be
not
here.
Not my fault. Well, there you go. I hope everyone had a good time doing it, and I hope people were safe about it.
Yeah. I did give the PSA. I was like, look, if it's your lunch hour or whatever, just don't look at the thing. And somebody told me, well, I have sunglasses that are like not certified.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
All right. We have a break here, and then we get back. We have numbers in for the Iowa, South Carolina game.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I watched an interview before the game and the lead up to the game last night with Charles Barkley and the crew with Dawn Staley.
She's awesome.
She's outfits.
She's an ambassador.
She's that big bonus she got. I mean, you'd like $9,000 a game, on the Louis Vuitton. Thumbs up. But she had some interesting, you know, they asked her about Caitlin Clark and the things that she said about Caitlin Clark, and she had some really interesting comments. Oh, I mean,
additional ones.
Yes.
Okay.
It was a lead up to the men's game last night. And you know, she's got the visor on and the gear, you know, I mean, she was clearly like not TV mode, you know, she was just getting interviewed from home, you know, through whatever. And it was interesting because if you look at the numbers, of that game that happened our time, 2:00 in the afternoon, on ESPN.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the men's game wasn't on CBS last night. It was on TNT.
Oh, we knew that.
Did we know that?
Yeah, we did.
When did that happen?
TNT, all the NBA guys, they're TNT.
I know that, but I thought CBS was the big, you know, Jim Nance. I mean, I know he retired from doing this, but that it was like, that the men's championship game would have been on the biggest network.
Yeah, I just, when we were talking about that, I didn't stop to even just notice of where.
I just assumed.
No, yeah, the rights to the whole dance was over there in Warner. So they had.
Did Jim Nance retire?
Maybe it co-signed together.
Yeah. Change networks, or are they owned by the same? I don't think they are.
No, they're not. Paramount is owned separate from Warner. Paramount owning CBS.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so anyway, I was a little surprised. I mean, out of habit, out of like just years and years,
yeah.
I just set it to my voice remote CBS, and there's like some stupid series on. I'm like, well, wait, where's the game?
Some procedural.
Yes.
They will be on for 12 years.
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, nice.
All right. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Wait till you hear these numbers. And then in comparison to, because sometimes numbers in a vacuum don't tell you the whole story until you look at them in a way of going, well, this is what this means.
Nice.
Gigantic. Here's Nick. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got good numbers, partly sunny and a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 47. For Wednesday, this is the worst of the lot, 50% chance of afternoon and evening rain, mostly cloudy and a high of 68. Thursday, showers and a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 50 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:25.
Affordable Dentures and Implants practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. Early bird drawing is April 12th, and final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at sttmega.com.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, so we talked about yesterday why the NCAA Women's Championship game wasn't in prime time. You know, it was on in the middle of a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, which football does very well with. But I think their night games do better, right? I mean, people just tend to... If the weather's nice and you're outside or you're doing things, there's just more to sort of compete for your time than there is maybe at 7 p.m. in the evening.
Plus, we as a people here have been conditioned to, hey, the big games are at the big times.
Yeah.
And so you build your day around it, maybe.
Didn't seem to matter at all. South Carolina win over Iowa was seen by 18.7 million viewers and peaked at 24.7 million viewers.
Wow.
That is an 89% increase from last year's astronomical final. So last year was the pinnacle of what you would describe in women's college basketball, and this was an 89% increase over that.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Right.
It's a 285% increase over 2022. So if you go back 2 years. So what does that mean in sports numbers? That is every World Series game since Game 7 of the 2019 World Series. That's more than every NBA final game since Game 5 of the 2017 NBA Finals. That's every Daytona 500 since 2006, every Masters final round since 2001, and all but four college football games of the entirety of 2023.
All but four?
All but four.
Wow.
That means there were four college football games in the entire year of 2023 that equaled that number.
Wow. Those are gigantic numbers.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So yeah. Dawn Staley was being interviewed by the crew, the TNT crew, which I love. I like the pregame more than I like the game generally.
Sure.
With Ed, they're just fun. So they're asking her about why she, you know, said what she said, or I think they said, we're thankful that you gave flowers to Caitlin Clark, you know, during your game and your team celebration of winning the national championship. And she said, I mean, she has a clear understanding that, and her words, Caitlin Clark carried this stuff on her back and did it with such grace and brought all of these people to our game. And we had, and she had these numbers, you know, we had 18 million people watching us win a national championship, you know, versus, you know, a couple of years ago, you know, when it was 295% less than that. And she equated it to like when I go scout a player and I'm sitting in the stands, but then there's other players that catch my eye that I'm not there to see, but I get excited about, you know, you have to know what's lifting the boats. I mean, there was no equivocation about this or that. Nope. It was just they're there because of her, and they were there because of her to see us win.
Right. And her position, or where she stands in the current pantheon of college basketball, is at the top of the mountain in terms of success,
yep,
in terms of all of those things. And then to look over and go, yeah, but you're here because of that. We're great and we beat her,
mm-hmm,
but you're here because she brought you here. Now watch us be awesome too.
Yep.
It's a brilliant. I mean, it's accurate.
It's just smart.
Yeah. It's just an accurate
assessment. And if you look at and there were big numbers all over the board with the women's tournament, but those big numbers were about half what they were with Caitlin Clark playing.
Right.
I mean, there's just no denying this.
Brian, at the trading card show.
Yeah.
I was watching both people that came and got booths to sell their wares, try to acquire Caitlin Clark. I watched people trying to buy Caitlin Clark. I saw handfuls of people walking around with all these greats, Johnny Bench to Michael Jordan, all that, trying to gobble up Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, everybody has at least heard about it, and we're talking about college basketball for women and soon to be professional basketball for women in a way we never have.
But here's what we don't know. I mean, here's literally what we don't know is what happens next.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of exciting young stars people got to lay eyes on. Juju Watkins.
Yeah.
I mean, like freshmen.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you got like a ramp, you know, with talent.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. The games were fun to watch beyond Caitlin Clark. She was a blast, but mm-hmm, the games were good.
Yep.
Right.
I agree.
And they didn't have a lot of blowouts and they were close games. And, you know, so you watch Iowa and LSU and you watch Iowa and Connecticut and you watch Iowa and South Carolina, and clearly South Carolina was the better team.
Yeah.
And you wonder to yourself what a Caitlin Clark would have been like on a Connecticut team or an LSU
team
or
four rings
a South Carolina team, right? But what does happen next? Mm-hmm. And you know, do we fall out of love? Do we continue? Do we now, you know, it's funny because Diana Taurasi was, you know, kind of, her full statement was just sort of saying there's a learning curve, but it was, you know, it's the old cranky, you know, we didn't get our credit stuff. I get that. But they're already, her team is already tweeting out a picture of her that says goat and a little shadow figure with 22 says rook, but they're saying tickets on sale.
Right.
And she might feed into that ego wise, but that little rook in the picture is what they're selling.
That's right.
Indiana Fever coming to town.
I'm making plans to go see them play.
All right. Do you think it, what happens next, I guess, is my question. Does it translate to the WNBA? Now, first of all, you couldn't time it any better because it's just like weeks away.
Right. You've got the Olympics.
You've got the draft. You've got, then they'll be playing this summer, right? So you don't have to wait, a year to kind of see this stuff. So there's an urgency thing that works.
Yep.
But does it, where does the WNBA live in network TV or as far as deals go? It's not hard to find things now, but you are fractured in all the things that you're being offered. I couldn't tell you before all of this started, like when to find, where to find the WNBA.
I don't have any of it committed to memory. I've bumped into it a decent amount, but I'm sure it's going to be made that much easier for us. And I imagine also the NBA will lean into it and a little bit more.
Well, certainly their stars have.
Yep. And in terms of the production. So, hey, tune in for this slate of games and then also tune over to our partners over here, where the Indiana Fever is taking on the LA Sparks or whatever.
Yep.
So I think it's going to be made easier. I think college basketball will be made easier. They're going to put this thing even a little bit more and more and build these other stars up because they saw the payoff. So I think both will go up. I just don't know the retention. I hope it's good, but I assume it'll be measurable.
Here's the thing that I know about the college game, just because I've learned it on this little journey, and I'm a bandwagon guy. I mean, everybody's bandwagon people. I don't know. I understand that. Why you want the bandwagon people? You want as many people as you can. You want more money. You want more salary. You want more all of this. You need bandwagon people.
Yeah, for sure.
I know tuning into the college game, I've enjoyed this ride, not just watching her, but the games at large.
Yeah.
And if I tune into the WNBA and I get that same experience, why wouldn't I watch?
Right. And they have a lot of stars that you at least have passing familiarity with their names already that you maybe have forgotten about.
Yep.
And so I think they're set up to at least take a sizable step forward. I don't know if it's going to be rocket ship or not, but it's certainly both will go up, college and pro, I believe.
Well, you give the Elite Eight and the Final Four games where UConn had been the standard bearer for kind of women's basketball for 30, 40 years.
And they were the pro factory, too.
Right. Their win over USC drew 6.7 million viewers, which in and of itself is a great number.
Right.
Great number.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not anywhere near.
It's a third.
24.
It's a fourth that case. In that.
At the peak.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's great.
But I just, it's amazing to me there are still deniers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you just look at the math, this is like the election stuff that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, you can believe in your heart all you want to believe, but you can't argue math.
Mm-mm. Nope.
But people do.
Yeah. I mean, it's at this point, it's undeniable. And like I said, I think that it is forever changed for the positive. Hopefully it's a sizable jump, but it's going to be a jump.
I don't know how it can't be.
Right.
And it may not be the numbers like this that we're talking about where you had an entire buildup of a tournament and brackets and, all the way to see if there could be a championship at the other end of this. And what it turns out is you saw a really unbelievable program that probably deserves way more hype than what it got.
Mm-hmm.
But because of her got that hype.
Yeah.
Literally with averaging 18.7 million people watching that game on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. And I would love this is how they measure some of the popularity in wrestling, which wrestlers are getting over. I'd love to see the merch sales.
Oh. Through the roof, right? Yeah. By the way, the Phoenix Mercury is who Diana plays for. You should see what they're doing. I mean, they're pumping her up, but that's not what they're selling.
Mm-mm. Nope.
They're selling that little 22 Rook. Tickets on sale now. They weren't doing that with any other game, just Indiana Fever.
That's right.
All right. Kyle will join us on the other side of the break.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
The TNT has partnered with Warner Brothers Discovery, has partnered with CBS, has since 2011, and they take turns even and odd.
Okay, so it is still.
Yeah.
I knew, and there's this unholy alliance stuff that comes with some of this because it's been around forever. I mean, I knew CBS wasn't out of this.
No. And we even watched games. I just, man, it's hard to keep track.
I just thought the final, like, you know, the game was always on CBS and Jim Nantz.
Yeah.
But who knows? All right, we'll get into that. Maybe a little F1 news. Sell you some shoes. Kyle May on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When you're ready to get out and prep your yard for spring, we get you the right products at the right prices. Right now, rewards members get a free $15 gift card with a $100 purchase of Scotch products. $30 instant savings on a 21-inch Craftsman push mower powered by a Briggs & Stratton engine. Plus, shop new spring styles of Carhartt, Ariat, and Wrangler clothing or footwear. We get you outdoors because we get you at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, First Mid Insurance.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Spring into fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, I didn't like this song in the 80s. I like Kate Bush a lot, and then it makes its return in Stranger Things and does some, like, crazy off-the-charts return. Now, these kids are, like, 40. I mean, when is this final season going to happen?
I don't know.
They're going to have like a midlife crisis in the final season.
They look full-fledged grown up at this point.
Well, they are.
I know they are. I mean, but they look every bit of it.
You have a window.
Well, it used to be you could be like Luke Perry and be 43 and still hanging out at the peach pit or whatever.
Maybe. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday, and our friend Kyle May is in from Fleet Feet, and you can check them out at fleetfeetdecaturil.com. Check out their social media. Anything we talk about today, all will be there. You know, we know him as an entrepreneur, a businessman, a guy with a quirky sense of humor, and now we can add bread maker to the
company. Heard about a sourdough specifically.
Well, how did you hear about that?
I just threw the grapevine that he's a cultivator of yeast over there.
Yeah.
I heard.
Who honestly are you listening in with? Yeah, you're starting to like, you know, we just had this conversation and then you just repeated back the conversation even though you're separated by a wall and glass and couldn't have heard our conversation. No,
he's probably heard it other avenues. My name's gotten out there.
Of course it has.
The sourdough world.
In the sourdough world.
On the scene, Brian.
Yeah. Nick didn't run into any conspiracies about the eclipse, but he was all in on the sourdough.
That's right.
So
not a conspiracy, Brian.
I didn't say it was. So what is the deal?
I started making sourdough like a year ago, and I had an extra loaf, so I thought I'd bring it in and let you try some.
All right. See, I have this weird thing about expiration dates and bread, and that's in like a Ziploc. Yeah. How long is it good?
I'd eat it by the weekend.
Gotta eat a loaf of bread by the weekend?
I bought a loaf of sourdough from Sam's Club. It had a 5-day shelf life.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, but that has all the preservatives and stuff. So this one's...
So you back it down a day or two. Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, seriously, like the ingredients is water, flour, and salt.
Okay. And what got you started in this?
I saw all my friends were doing it during COVID, and I was really busy and couldn't during COVID, yeah. So I started last year.
Okay.
So.
And do you get peace of mind, relaxation? What do you get out of making bread?
It's really good. And then I like showing it off, and yeah, it's like a now I'm getting like consistent, so I can have like the same loaves over and over. So it's, I got the family eating it and stuff too. So I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of fun. It takes a little bit of time and planning, and, it's not like super quick. It's like a couple day process, but not like a lot of time at each time. So yeah, it's kind of fun. And then there's a ton of other people doing it. So now people start asking me about sourdough. So it's like a whole click. Now your phone's going to blow up with, Instagram stuff and things with sourdough recipes and all kinds of stuff. So sorry about that.
My phone's off. Okay. I'm protected. No, I'm just curious. Well, thanks. I mean, I appreciate the kind gesture. I just didn't know that. How did you know he was a bread maker?
People talk.
What do you mean people talk?
I've offered my starter and word's gotten around.
Yeah. And so somebody was talking to me about the show and they like to listen to Kyle and they just bought a new bike and they're like, you're going to have to ask him about his bread. Have you had his bread yet? I'm like, what are you talking about? And sure enough, that was the first time I heard it. And I've heard it like two or three other times.
Okay.
So yeah. I got Brian today. I'll get you another time.
I'll take it. Yeah. All right. I'll make something with it.
I know I like sourdough bread. Why sourdough?
I don't know. That's just what they call it.
No, I mean, why that, you know, why not a rye or a wheat? I
thought you were asking for the definition of what it's called.
Well, I was intrigued with the whole starter thing. It's just you put water and flour out on your counter and it grabs yeast from the environment and like starts fermenting.
Yeah.
And like just the simplicity of it and everything was kind of cool to me.
Okay. So,
and just the science part of it.
Is that unique to sourdough or isn't that how all bread is made?
No, most bread has yeast.
Okay.
So this doesn't have yeast. It just uses natural yeast. So it's healthier and it's kind of cool.
Makes you wonder what you're breathing every day, doesn't it?
Yeah. Then you start making bread.
Just bread particles.
It's kind of yeasty in here.
Yeah.
My family gives me crap because it took me like three tries to get my starter going. So the first couple kept dying. So it's not as easy as it sounds.
I'm sure that it's not.
So it's been kind of fun.
Lindsay likes to bake and make stuff I'm always amazed at, you know, the science behind it.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I baked it Sunday afternoon. You're good through the weekend to try to get it down.
He said 5 days.
That's it. It's all right. So.
What is it about? Yeah, Lindsay's this way about expiration date. It's just very blasé. It's like sort of,
throw it out.
You can look at it, touch it, smell it.
And it hasn't been cut open yet, so it's even,
It has couple
a protective
weeks.
Shell.
It's just exactly right. So, all right.
Anyway.
Kyle's in from Fleet Feed on a Tuesday morning. The F1 race. I read yesterday, the rumor is it's Sergio asked for a 3-year contract extension in Japan. Now, all negotiations start at a certain point. I read that Christian Horner was receptive to the conversation. Helmut Marko shut it down and laughed him out of the room. I hate Helmut Marko. I cannot. This guy has got to be wanted for like war crimes somewhere back in his young days
just
or something.
The
behavior, the name, the attitude. I am now actively rooting for Sergio Perez to leave Red Bull.
Oh, wow. That's your driver too.
I mean, I want him to go. The team is mine because he's there.
Okay.
I want him to go somewhere else.
Feel more appreciated.
No, I'm just saying if you think it's so easy to be number two to Max Verstappen, who's been a good teammate, who got you at least in part that first world championship by the defensive driving against Lewis Hamilton while you were in the pit. Good luck. Was it Albon? No. You know, was it Gasly? No. Was it anybody else that they've tried? No. Go somewhere else.
Yeah. And he's been driving really good this year.
It was 1/600. I mean, he was literally, there was no one, so you get 3-2s, you're number two in the points. What else are you going to get? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 18? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
How do you get better than second?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
But that's just what they do.
Where's the signs going to go?
Newey's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
From what I heard. I mean, he's not going to sign another contract. They're all sick of the drama.
Yeah.
They got to get Josh Verstappen out of there. They got to get Marco out of there and let the, you know, yes, he was right about Max Verstappen. And yes, 10 years later, he looks like a genius, but he's not driving the damn car.
Yeah. This year, it's already kind of, I think, set on some of the, how the results are going to pan out. Next year is going to be very interesting.
No, I don't think it's set at all. I think it's set on who's probably going to win every race. Well, yeah. Or at least be, but I think the exciting part is all the other stuff that's going on.
Second and third. Like
Carlos Sainz. I couldn't be happier for that guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you see like some of the camera, footage or the cameramen like working on some stuff where they had, Ricardo looking after he
wrecked
out.
With Liam Lawson in the background.
They had, Carlos Sainz, pit, name, and then it panned to Christian Horner.
Oh yeah,
and then it's like
it's brilliant story.
Exactly what they're doing.
I love that.
All the drama.
This is literally a soap opera. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. And you can tune in like at any part of the year, just like a soap opera. The woman's still in the hospital bed. The storyline's still going on. It just never changes.
Yeah,
should come out of that coma like
yeah
season finale.
Yuki did good.
I was very happy for him in front of the hometown. Yeah,
I want one of the hats that they wear and.
The Red Bull hats were great. It was Japan. No, like
the big, the ones that they decorate.
Oh, yeah.
They put the Red Bull cans
on. Yeah, where they put like a race car on them. I like big like rice picking hats that they logoed up. Those are kind of cool. I'd wear one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know about a full car on my head.
I like the ones with the Red Bull cans, you know, and they're all like very, you know, the symmetry is all there and they've got it all lined up.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I like it.
All right. Did you do the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah. Should my eyes still be burning?
Now did you drive here?
Gutters didn't work.
One eye.
Through the little circles you said that you said.
Yeah, it was cool. I feel like I probably should have done the whole totality thing because seeing pictures of that, what actually happened was pretty impressive. It didn't seem like it just got like a little dark, but then you put the glasses on and like, holy crap, it's like covering a whole bunch of it. So that's pretty crazy.
All right. What's going on? What do you have showing off here today?
Yeah, we have events and stuff. But the big thing is the Brooks Ghost just updated. So I'm not supposed to post any images of this or we can because it's not supposed to be out till May. So we got them early because they ran out of the current line, and it's probably one of the best-selling shoes in run specialty.
Ghost has been around for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, and a very popular model. Now, what's the big difference between this edition and the ones before?
So it is such a popular model, they do not make wide sweeping changes on it. They just updated the foam a little bit. It's a little softer. I think they added a little bit more cushion and then brought some of the tread down a little bit so it'll still hold up. Well, but it'll still be lighter, than last year's version. And then I think the colors are great. I got a great, like, white one, a little off-white for the women, and then this kind of all dark one for the men's, that's gonna go over really well. And then we have, two colors in, men's and women's, and then we have wides available right now too. So,
you can't literally show anyone unless they come in and see them on the...
Correct.
Okay.
But I can sell them.
All right.
Isn't that weird?
No, that's a great seat. Don't bury the lead. You got a great selling point here.
Yeah.
These aren't available anywhere else.
Listen, you won't be able to see them until you go down there, but the women's shoe looks dynamite.
It's great looking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It looks so light. It looks sleek. It doesn't look like, it's almost a perfect looking shoe.
Now, is Nick able to describe it on the air? Is that okay?
I think.
Okay.
Not anybody from Brooks is listening in. So.
Yeah, I think the men's shoe looks good. I think it looks really solid.
No,
but that the women's colorway is. I think you're going to sell a lot.
Buy a women's shoe.
Yeah.
So it did look quite a bit.
Still don't understand why we do this separate anymore.
Yeah, I did on accident buy some women's shoes before.
Yeah, it is a little bit different looking upper on it too. Yeah. So yeah, it's got a pretty big change.
It's a smaller size too, but it looks lighter.
Step-in size is going to be, or step-in feel is going to be pretty similar to the old one. Maybe just a little softer because they can't change it too much because people would lose their minds.
All right. Well, you can't get it anywhere else.
No.
You should at least go look at them. If you're if you're in the market for a nice little athletic running shoe or whatever, you should check these out.
And they held price. They're still $140.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty good price for a really, really nice shoe.
All right. You had your Superfeet rep down last night.
Yeah, we've been doing some staff
clinics. What does that look like when they come in and do a staff clinic, just out of curiosity?
Well, they bought something for us to eat, so immediately we're on board.
Food.
And then I just went over some of the history of Superfeet. Started like in the 70s out in Bellingham, Washington. And then they were doing a bunch of custom orthotics and realized that 80% of the population is good with like an over-the-counter option. So started doing that. And then went over just some of the different product and how to pick for customers and stuff like that. So yeah, she did good. So it's nice to do that with some staff. We had a pretty good turnout for that. So yeah.
All right. What's coming up? You got a lot. We're now in the month of April, which is almost hard to believe, but you got your Earth Day fun run, walk, neighborhood cleanup coming up on April 22nd.
Yep. So 5 p.m. show up and walk around and help clean up some of the neighborhood. It's in conjunction. I think Earth Day is that day. So we've been doing that the last few years to try to make the neighborhood look a little bit better. And then in May is our 10-year anniversary. So May 4th at 8 a.m., we're going to do a 10K birthday fun run. See that? 10 years to 10K. So that's going to be at 8 a.m. So you can sign up for that. And we'll do like a nice little loop around the area. So 10K is 6.4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. And then the big luau.
Yeah. So end of May, we're going to do a party at Door 4 for our 10-year anniversary. We'll get more info out on that hopefully soon. So that'll be a good time. No run or anything. Just show up and have a party.
All right. And then there's also, what's the Trail Glow 5K over at Allerton Park?
Yeah. So next weekend, April 19th and 20th, Allerton Park has like a 2-day thing. So they got like in the evening, you can do like a 5K at night. So they light up the trail and stuff.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And then the next day, they got a 10K and a half marathon. So that's April 19th and 20th at Allerton Park. And then the following weekend, a bunch of our training programs and other people from Decatur getting ready for the Christie Clinic half marathon, and 10K over in Champaign.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about product.
6.2 miles for a 10K. My wife just texted me.
Yeah, there you go. What do you know?
Sorry.
Matt's we know who the runner in the family is.
Yeah, she pays attention. Yeah. She ran this morning. So
all right.
Park runs. Yeah, they're kicking off in June.
There's a lot of fun. If you haven't been over to Allerton, that's just a great, you can go over and do the Glow Trail Run, but go during the day and see that place. It's just amazing. There's so many people that I know that just have no idea or have never been. It's astonishing to me.
Yeah, you're walking through the woods and all of a sudden there's a statue.
It's great.
Yeah.
All right. So talk to me a little bit about product. I walk in, obviously the new Brooks Ghosts are out and you're the only one that has them. So,
might be another store.
But. Well, I'm just saying you're the only one here that has them and they're not, it's so secret they can't post images of it and you could be wearing it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What else does the overall inventory look like? Pretty good. I mean, 10 years into this, you've been doing it a long time.
Dude, the product is amazing. Like, it's 10 years now. I started carrying shoes at the bike shop before that a little bit. Some stuff, like every brand now usually had a dog or something a little weird, but man, everything's popping right now. Like Brooks is killing it still. All the Hoka stuff's great. On has some great product that's actually like really nice and fun to run in and stuff, not just cool looking. New Balance stuff is all, yeah, everybody has some great product, that's out right now for you to pick from. So yeah, we'll do our fit process. We'll scan you, check your foot size and shape, do the pressure analysis, and we'll help recommend shoes.
Right. But now this doesn't take a long time either, though. I know it sounds like a whole process, but this is a pretty quick thing to come in and do,
30
right?
30 seconds to a minute to get it all done.
Yeah. It's like standing on a scale.
No, I think we should probably describe that because I think sometimes people hear that and they might go, oh, that sounds like a lot. It's like, no, you just come in, they scan, and then you can, they'll email it to you where you can look at the images and like see everything and you go, oh, I have like no arch.
Right. Or, a wider toe box or whatever. And they can find corresponding shoes that match up to those generic profiles.
Or my left foot's 9.5 and my right foot's a 9.
Yep. It's pretty rare whenever that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's usually some weird stuff. Sometimes it solidifies what people think. Sometimes you have to argue with them that they actually need a bigger size than what they think.
Why is that?
Even though I don't know. It's like, I wore a size 8 in high school. I shouldn't be in a size 9. It's like, yeah, things change. Like,
or you probably were wearing the wrong size in high school.
Like, as we get older, things stretch out. And actually, women, like, whenever they have kids, cartilage stretches out in their feet, too. So, feet size change. So get fit and make sure that we're putting you in the right one, and we can help narrow down the wall for you. But yeah, there's some great stuff out in the footwear world right now. So,
all right, we got
to
run.
Like good ones to choose from.
FleetFeedDecaturIL.com. Check them out. Hours of operation quickly.
10 to 6 through the week and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. We open an hour earlier for all the summer.
Check out their webpage or their Facebook, social media, Instagram for all the events that are coming up, and check out the new Brooks Ghost. We will take a break for top of the hour news. When we get back here, a lot to get to, including,
Heart of Illinois Community Foundation.
Yes, there's a new grant portal opening up. A lot of money. We'll tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, a move to pay workers with disabilities minimum wage is getting resistance from the workers themselves. The so-called Dignity and Pay Act would require all workers to be paid the state minimum wage over time and phase out 14C exemptions. Workers with disabilities have been paid less than state minimum wage for years, and some Democrat lawmakers say it's time to eliminate the sub-minimum wage. Opponents, including some of those workers and their families, fear the move would result in them being laid off. Others argue local manufacturers and businesses hire workers with disabilities as a form of charity, which would end after raising the subminimum wage. The bill could come up.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.